Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is 10 Ways to Handle Difficult Conversations. Delivering unpleasant news, correcting misunderstandings, confronting a friend or family member, and dealing with hard-to-talk-about issues are the kinds of conversations that most of us dread. They're a part of life, however, and you can't avoid them. Although you may never be 100% comfortable in these types of situations, there are a number of things you can do to make these necessary talks as productive and painless as possible. When handled calmly and with respect for the other person, even the most challenging conversations can lead to an improved state of affairs for all involved. When you practice the art of handling difficult conversations, you learn valuable lessons about interpersonal communication that can be applied in many different circumstances. In addition, your ability to influence others grows, and so does their respect for you. Here are 10 guidelines to help you confront challenging situations. If you are intentional about implementing them, your results will improve and you'll be more likely to reach your desired outcome. Nothing builds your confidence more than when you push yourself outside your comfort zone to do what needs to be done. Here we go. Number 1. Choose the right time and place. If you are initiating the conversation, take the emotional climate into account. Don't hold the conversation when the other party is upset or angry. Respect the other person's privacy by minimizing the chance that you may be overheard, and whenever possible, have these conversations face to face. Number 2. Anticipate that you may not be on the same page. Different perceptions of intent, interpretations of the facts, and judgment about what is right or best are usually at the root of all sensitive conversations. When you begin with this in mind, you will not be surprised when these root issues arise. Remember, what may be logical to you may not be logical to others. Number 3. Use a respectful tone. How you say it is as important as what you say. Speak calmly, with kindness and respect. Your tone should reflect your willingness for a good outcome, which increases the likelihood that your message will be received in the manner in which you intend. Number 4. Genuinely desire a win-win outcome. If you begin the conversation with the intent to win over the other party to your point of view, you'll often be disappointed. Instead, aim for a compromise or resolution that satisfies your goal and the needs of the other person. Number 5. Be empathetic. Try to understand the point of view as well as the emotional state of the other person. Ask questions to learn their perspective. Understanding the other party's position helps you make better decisions on how to address the situation. I have found that in most cases, the other person is aware of what happened and usually accepts responsibility to correct the situation. When you show genuine interest in understanding the other person's side of the story, you'll be more effective in resolving the matter. Number 6. Maintain eye contact. As in any constructive face-to-face communication, maintaining eye contact helps you gauge the receptivity of the other person throughout the conversation and demonstrates your honesty and desire to listen to the other person. Number 7. Stay in control. If you express anger, it is natural for the other person to respond accordingly to match your emotional state. Do whatever it takes to remain calm. Number 8. Write it out. If time permits, it's helpful to put the details of the situation in writing. Include what you wish both parties to achieve. Doing so gives you the opportunity to consider all views and nuances of the situation. Taking the time to properly prepare for any important conversation will always yield better results. Number 9. Don't interrupt. When the other person is speaking, never interrupt. Show the other person the respect you want to be shown when you're the one talking. In addition, don't appear like you're anxious to respond. People who can't wait to speak generally aren't listening because they are so focused on what they want to say, especially when they're upset. Number 10. Don't team up. Avoid saying things like, "Everyone in the department feels the same way," or, "I've heard this from countless people." When I hear these types of statements, I immediately discount what's being said because in most cases they are exaggerations. If there is an issue that needs to be addressed, resist the temptation to strengthen your position by including others. If the issue is so serious that you need to bring others into the discussion, make sure they're present. If you are a person who dislikes confrontation, Difficult conversations of any nature can be stressful. You can, however, be proactive in reducing the stress when you accept that such conversations are inevitable from time to time, and you can improve your skills in dealing with them by putting some of these recommendations into practice. Let me also encourage you to never try to resolve a conflict through email. Demonstrate your desire to address the situation properly by picking up the phone and calling the other party. This lesson is intended for the type of issues that most of us have to deal with from time to time. If you're dealing with a serious situation, seek the help of a trained professional. And in conclusion, to be a competent communicator, you must strive for excellence to master the little things that go into effective communication.